Diego. What's goody? Welcome back, everyone, to the podcast. It's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Afternoon, I guess it's 12:18 p.m. when I'm recording this, but it's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon, almost a morning again. And I hope we're all doing great. I had fun. I hope you all had a great Friday night, and hope you're all gonna have a great Saturday. I had a good Friday night last night. Did some work for the podcast. Actually, was working. But let's just jump straight into it, I guess. First, the last thing I ate was onion rings in an Oreo shake last night from Apollo Burger. It was very delicious, and I quite enjoyed it. So first, I think we're going to first stop at high school basketball. I said there's some big stuff coming for the podcast, and I think this is it. I got approved by the basketball coach and the team and the school, Woods Cross, my high school, to cover the basketball team. And the first game I covered was last night against Alta. They lost, and it was a heartbreaking loss. And one thing I really noticed throughout the entire, well, first off, it was a really big matchup. I had to pay to get in. I'm a student there. Usually students don't have to pay. They said this is the one game this year students have to pay to get in. It was a top 10 matchup in the state, so it makes sense. I mean, Alta was number 9, where we were number 10. And really the biggest matchup, and really Woods Cross fans, they didn't really show up a whole lot. Like, the student section, yeah, sure, it was loud, as it always is. We have a great student section. But in terms of, like, outside support, we didn't really show up. But Alta having to travel 25 minutes from Sandy up here to Woods Cross, Bountiful area, they really showed up. They had a lot of support, not only from the student section, it was good size for that long travel, but also just in general, like, from outside sources other than parents. Like, there was a lot of Alta people there. And I really think that kind of did contribute a little bit to the game, but not a whole lot. And I really think the thing that's really the matchup we were all looking for was Jackson Johnson versus Mason Bendinger. Sorry. Jackson Johnson, their leading scorer, averaging around 19, and Mason Bendinger, our best player. Not necessarily our leading scorer. That's Jackson Smith with 21-ish a game. But Mason is our best player. And really, what we had a problem I saw throughout the entire game, and that was turnovers. It was a turnover issue I really saw. And that was really evident in the first, as we had a lot of good ball movement, but then we'd make dumb passes, like cross-court passes, and that would just lead to an Alta stealing, that would lead to a turnover, and Alta getting a bucket easily on the other end. At the end of one, we held off. It was around 14-13, Alta was up. And then to the second quarter, we really cleaned it up. We cleaned up after the first 8 minutes with the turnovers really in that quarter, but that was about it. And then one thing I also noticed was Alex Bray, AB. He had a really big defensive tenacity. Not big. He was very tenacious on defense. Seems like he was in the passing lanes as much as he could. And he wouldn't really get faked out by ball fakes or anything really like that. We had still a couple turnovers, but not too bad. And really this quarter, Mason was very nice. He was scoring a lot. But we had the momentum, and then we were up big at one point, and then Alta went on a little run, and we ended the half on an inbound. They had a fast break. We turned it over on our end. They had a fast break. They laid it up, and then they stole the ball on the inbound, and Jackson Johnson, their best player, buzzer beater layup, plagued by turnovers at the end. We really had the momentum for most of that, but we had big turnover problems, as I've said. But we outscored him 18-17, and we're up at the end of the first half. I mean, it was nice. Really, what we needed to look forward to was the third quarter. I looked at some charts before the game, and Woods Cross was really, really good in the third quarter. They were really good at making second half adjustments, and I feel like that mainly was because I was also looking at Jackson Smith scoring. It seems to call him bunches in the third. But last night he was 1 for 9 from 3. And so I think he was like 2 for 11 overall. He wasn't very good last night. It was pretty bad. And around the 2-minute mark, Woods Cross turned it over. And I think this is what really sealed the game. Woods Cross turned the ball over in the third quarter. Not the third quarter. Wow, I'm in the wrong section. But Soup, Soup was very nice. Will Campbell, we call him Soup because Campbell's chunky soup, but Will Campbell is very, very good from three inch overall. I think he had like five or six threes, including three or four and a quarter. Yeah, three and a quarter. And then the end of the third, Alto was up 48-47 off a buzzer beater, surprisingly, because we couldn't get an offensive rebound off a bad turnover, off a bad shot, and eventually turned it over. So, I mean, Alta, they beat us in the third. I think that was really the big point of the game. Like, Woods Cross has really relied on their big third quarters to help them get leads, and then they just hold on, and they're still good in the fourth. But in the third, they're dominant. And so I feel like that was really the big point right there in the third when I realized, okay, they outscored us. They're up right now in the third. How are we going to respond? And, they did. And what happened? We had an early turnover. I mean, Jackson hit his first three in the fourth. I mean, that's not good. Mason was Mason. I mean, he was able to get to the rim when he wanted to. And then Alta, they just started to heat up from three. And what I really noticed is Alta's a really long team. They've got a lot of length, helping them to be in the passing lanes. And eventually around the 454, 430 mark, Alta started to heat up from outside. They hit, I think, like three back-to-back threes. We kept it close, but then we just kept turning the ball over. And then around the 340 mark, we took a timeout. But then really, we just couldn't get anything going offensively because Will Campbell was our offense and Mason was our offense. One thing I wish we would have gone back to is the pick and roll a lot because I saw early in the game they were having trouble switching that. But again, to their credit, they didn't really need to switch it because they were just so long. Jackson Johnson, he's like 6'6", but he has like a 7'3" wingspan. And then around the 139 mark, Alta called a timeout. We were down six, and Alta had six fouls. But then eventually around the 42-second mark, we were down four. We lost. We would go down to lose. Jackson Smith ended 1-for-9 from deep, and they lost a heartbreaker, 65-57. It looks like it wasn't that close, but it was a lot closer. It was just free throws at the end to get a better point differential for Alta. And Alta improved to 7-0, and we fell to 6-3. And I feel like really after this game, we're still a good team. We just have had a really tough schedule. We've lost to Olympus, who is really good. They beat us last year in the state championship game. Skyview, who at the time I think was like number three or four in state, and then Alta, who was number nine. And Jackson Smith wasn't on. And I was able to catch up with a couple of players after the game. I was able to catch up with Will, Alex, Mason, and Hayden. So take a listen to those interviews. All right, I'm here with Will Campbell. Will, tough loss tonight. What do you think was really the main reason why?
I think we played great offense, moved the ball, but we just couldn't get stops on defense. It's kind of hard. We couldn't get over the screens, and their guards just killed us. Yeah. So we struggled with that.
You personally had a great game. 5 or 6 threes. I feel like you were really the main source of offense tonight, and yet you guys still, it feels like you had a lot of turnover problems. How do you guys think you can clean that up in the next coming game?
I think we need to use like ball fakes and be smarter. Think before we throw it and look at the defender, see if he's gambling.
All right, thanks, Will.
Yep.
I'm here with Alex Bright. Alex, tough loss tonight. What do you think was really the main cause of it?
You know, we just got to get stops. You know, we can't allow a team to score 64. So, you know, we got to make some more shots and get stops.
One thing I really noticed this season throughout you guys is the third quarters. You guys tend to be really good in the third quarters. That wasn't the case today. Was that probably due to the lack of stops or turnovers?
Probably both. You know, stops lead to offense. And when you can't get stops, it's hard to play offense.
Love you, man.
Love you, bro.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got you.
I'm here with Mason Bendinger. Mason, hard loss tonight. What do you think was the main cause of that?
Just defensively. Defensively, we struggled, and we have to learn how to pick it up on defense and get stops, and we need to get stops and team rebound better. But we'll bounce back from it. It's all right.
Offensively, it seemed like you were in your flow. Was that due to the offense, or was that you just being able to get buckets whenever you needed them?
Today, I kind of felt like it was me just kind of doing my thing. We need to kind of find out how we can get better in the flow and get us moving and getting the ball around more. So, yeah, it's all right.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm here with Hayden Poulton. Hayden, tough loss tonight. What do you think the real main reason was that?
Just
not smartest passes or shots. If we just kept rotating it around, I think we would have gotten clear, better shots, and could have ended up winning the game.
And your few minutes that you had coming off the bench, it seemed like you were a real spark offensively. Do you really like that role, or do you prefer a different role?
I prefer the defensive role, but I really, really like the offensive role. But defensive is where I strive.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
One thing I really like, yeah, those are the interviews. Will, Alex, Mason, Hayden, in that order. And one thing they all seemed to talk about was their offensive inability to get it going. And Mason said it like right there. Like, he felt like that night that he was able just to get to his spots and do his thing and score. And not coming within the offense. Obviously, some stuff is in the offense. But as he said, like, it was his, like, felt like tonight that it was his thing. And so, really, what I think Woods Cross needs to work on is A, their lack of turnovers, and B, their ability to still get into the offense, even if you're facing a long team, and take good shots and make good shots. Because I was at the game, obviously I was covering it, and Jackson, he didn't take very many threes. He took very bad threes. He didn't take very many good threes. One of the good threes he did take, he made it. It was a catch and shoot wide open corner three. He made it. Good job. But the other few, like I think 6 or 7 of those 9 that he took, were all way outside, 3 feet behind the high school 3-point line, so around college NBA line, and he bricked them. I mean, some of them popped in, popped out, but I mean, those are bad shots. And on those possessions, he took it up, swung the ball around, and then he just catch shoot 3 feet on top, 3 feet behind the arc. I mean, keep moving the ball, get the screen play going. And I don't know, I wasn't able to catch up with any of the coaches afterwards. I was going to ask them a couple questions about it, but I couldn't find them. But I feel like they would have probably said the same thing, like right here. They turned the ball over a lot, and they took some bad shots. And then on the defensive end, they weren't really able to get stops. Is that due to the fact because Alta is really good and is really long? Probably. But I've seen this team, I've practiced with this team a little bit before the season started. I know that they are a really good team. They're defensively really sound, and offensively they're good. And so, and also felt like they were passing, like not passing, they were rushing their shots a lot. And that really, like they were playing really fast, and that might be due to the addition of the shot clock this year for the first time in Utah high school basketball. Probably because watching the team last year, they played really slow, methodical, swing the ball around, get the shots that you want, whatever. But this year, they think there's like a 40 or 35 second shot clock. And so they have, you still have a lot of time. 30 seconds is a lot of time in a possession. So, I don't know. But Woods Cross loses to Alta 65-57 in a heartbreaker. I don't know. But enough about high school basketball. Oh, sorry, not enough. Sorry. Next game, next update you'll get, maybe it'll be Ridgeline. It's on Tuesday. I'm still debating if I want to go to that one. That's all the way up in Logan's, like an hour away. I still have to decide if I am going to go. I'm probably going to travel with the team up there. But I don't think I'm going to go just because they leave way early. Like, the game's at 3:30 and it's an hour away. So I don't really want to miss class. So, I don't know. Next game will probably be on the 30th against... Yeah, it's the 30th against Clearfield, if I am correct. Hold up, let me pull up my calendar. Yeah, 30th against... Friday, December 30th against Clearfield. At home. I'm going to be going to that. So you should get an episode on New Year's Eve. Yeah, I'll give you a New Year's Eve special. Got a Jazz game that night too. I might be going to if I don't work. Anyways, that's for another time. But let's go to college football. Utah's had some key people go out for the Rose Bowl coming up. It's bad. I still think we're going to win, but it's not bad. Sorry. Dalton Kincaid and Clark Phillips have both declared for the draft. They're not going to play. Dalton Kincaid, I think the biggest hurt is Dalton Kincaid. He was really our main offensive target in terms of receptions, as he was our best player offensively, I feel like, this year. He's out. He said he was declaring for the draft. He's going to sit out due to injury and preparation. And I totally respect that. He said he's still going to be there on the sidelines. So good on him for still showing up. And then Clark Phillips, our best defensive player, he said he's declaring for the NFL draft. He's not going to play. I'm pretty sure he's still going to be there. Still good on him. Go get your money. You're probably going to be a first or second round pick. Top three round tops easily. And so Cam, we don't know if he's declaring for the draft, but he said he's going to play no matter what. But I feel like the reason why Clark Phillips isn't that big of a blow is because, oh, a lot of fans remember like last year, oh, we don't have any corners. Is Mekhi Bernard going to have to play corner for us again? No, we didn't have any corners because we were all injured. I mean, I was reading an article today, forgot what the guy's name was. But we have one of them, he got injured in the Pac-12 championship last year and he wasn't able to play in the Rose Bowl. And then we had another guy out because he was already injured. And so that was leading to having to have Mekhi Bernard play. But this year we've got Simone Vaki, who's a freshman, who's really good. I really like him, who's going to be playing. And so we'll be okay defensively. Offensively, I'm a little nervous how we're going to do, but I feel like next man up mentality. Thomas Yasmin, I really like him as a tight end. He's a good blocking tight end, and he showed in the past two games that he's a big play tight end. He showed in the Colorado game with that hurdle over the defender and stumbling his way into the end zone. And then same thing against USC. I feel like really the game ceiling touchdown was on that Cam Rising roll to his left, flaying downfield to Thomas Yasmin, breaking two tackles into the end zone. I mean, really that he sealed the game and he showed that he's capable of making big plays. And so am I a little nervous? Yes, of course I am. But am I scared we're going to lose? No, I still feel like this Penn State team is really good. Their only two losses on the year are to Michigan and Ohio State, but they were really big losses because, well, the run defense, honestly. Michigan had, I think, like 300 some odd yards rushing on them in general. And then Ohio State, that game was a little bit closer, but then the score shows that it wasn't very close. But that game was close throughout. I was watching it, and it was at the end. They had turnover problems. So if they have, I was looking at the quarterback comparisons, and Sean Clifford, their quarterback, versus Cam Rising, our quarterback. I mean, they're very similar. Cam is had a better year, frankly. They've thrown the same amount of interceptions. Cam's thrown more times for more yards and more touchdowns. And their best receiver's out, and so they've got a tight end. Their best two targets are a receiver and a tight end. Our best tight end is out. Our two best tight ends are out, frankly. So our best receivers are two receivers, Monty Parks and Devon Vele, I feel. But I feel like offensively, if we're going to win this game, we're going to have to run the ball, frankly. Jaquindon Jackson's going to have a nice game, and I think he will. Mekhi Bernard's going to have a nice game because I think we're going to be fine in the running back room. Just in the future, just talking in general. Because Mekhi Bernard and Jaquindon Jackson are both young. I think Mekhi Bernard's a junior or sophomore, and Jaquindon Jackson's a redshirt freshman. Coming, and so I feel like next year we'll be okay. If Cam leaves, then we've got a good quarterback room. We've got Bryson Barnes and the other Jackson kid. I can't remember his name. Well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should know his name. But I feel like, frankly, we'll be okay coming up here pretty soon because just for the future, I'm liking the future of our program. This mainly is because we've got a lot of Nate Johnson is his name. We've got a lot of talent coming in. Like, our recruiting class is insane. Feels like every day I'm getting updates on my phone about how, oh, Utah just got another commit from another four-star prospect. We got Nate Ritchie coming back. I think he was like a three or four-star prospect coming in. He went on his mission. He was really good that one year he played for us. And so I feel like Utah football, we're going to be okay. Not to worry. Kyle Whittingham's a finalist for Coach of the Year. I hope he wins it. I don't know who the other finalists are. I think Lincoln Riley's one of them just because he's USC. But, I mean, frankly, Utah's going to be fine. They're still my pick to win the Rose Bowl, my pick to win the Pac-12 next year. Is that because I'm a Utah fan? Probably. But, legitimately, I think we're going to be okay. So, other news around the college football world. I don't know. There's some bowl games going on. BYU plays in a couple hours. I just got a bad notification on my phone. We'll talk about it in a minute. But, Pac-12, other bowl games going on. BYU plays at 5:30 against SMU. I hope they lose. I hate BYU. And just other bowl, no important bowl games are going on. Oregon State plays Florida in the Vegas Bowl at 1:30. I think go Oregon State. I hate Florida after what they did to us at the beginning of the year. Man, that's about it for college football. Well, actually, no, isn't got to one more thing in terms of Utah and the Rose Bowl. This year is Utah. This is the last real Rose Bowl, so to say, because next year it's in the playoff, and then the year after that's the 12-team playoff, and it's different. So this year, I feel like it'd be really cool. Year of 2022, year 422, Utah wins the last Rose Bowl, the last dance of the Rose Bowl, the last Rose Bowl. And something really cool I saw, I was reading an article this morning prepping for the show, and I saw that the Rose Bowl is memorializing Ty Jordan and Aaron Lowe forever. They've got in their Hall of Fame and Portal 1A, I think, they've got two plaques for Ty and Aaron, and it's really cool. And then their museum in 15A, I think because of the game last year, they put Utah's helmets they wore. They put one of them in there, and that's really cool. That just shows Utah's very good at what they do. Let's just go to the NFL. Vikings are playing right now. This is the notification I got, and they're down 33-0 to the Colts. I don't know what's going on. I haven't been watching it, but that's bad for me as a Vikings fan. They're probably going to fall to 10-4 unless they pull off this miraculous comeback. That'd be really cool. Down 33 points. I don't know. Right now I'm not too confident after losing to – my pick was wrong. I picked the Vikings against the Lions. Vegas was right. Vegas knows something. Maybe I should trust them more often. But I don't know. We lost to the Lions, and now we're about to lose to the Colts. So I don't know. We kind of suck now, but Justin Jefferson needs 500 more yards to be the first ever 2,000-yard receiver in NFL history, so that'd be pretty cool if he got that. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Eagles keep winning. I'll talk about Brock Purdy, actually. Yeah, Eagles keep winning. And San Francisco, they've got Jimmy G went down on Sunday, and Brock Purdy came in and he beat the Dolphins. And so, okay, is it just because no one knows who you are? So now they've got film on him. And Thursday night, division clinching game against the Seahawks in Seattle. What does he do? He goes out and throws two touchdowns. Brock Purdy season, baby. Brock Purdy is nice with it. I didn't watch any of the game, but I watched the highlights, and he was good. He looked really good in that game. And I don't know, maybe just because I was watching highlights, or maybe it's because he actually is good. They play next Sunday or on Monday, and I feel like they're really just going to – I think he's going to win again. Brock Purdy is really good. I like watching him. And, yeah, they play next Sunday, week 16, against the Commanders. CBS. Brock Purdy's probably going to start. They're 10-4 right now. And yeah, but let's just take a look at this week. So right now, Colts are losing to the Vikings 33-0 at halftime. Later today, we've got Ravens and Browns and Dolphins and Bills. That'll be a good game, Dolphins Bills. I might watch that. Eagles, Bears, Falcons, Saints, Lions, Jets, Steelers, Panthers, Cowboys, Jaguars, Chiefs, Texans, Cardinals, Broncos, Patriots, Raiders, Titans, Chargers, Bengals, Buccaneers, Giants, Commanders, and Rams and Packers. I feel like, I don't know, this is a good slate this week. I think the most boring game to watch will either be Jaguars, Cowboys, or Chiefs, Texans. Otherwise, we got good slate across the board. Rams, Packers, that's two mediocre teams on Monday night. So, I don't know. But let's go from, I don't know, the sports world, it's kind of dying right now. Not dying, it's kind of dead, it's pretty boring. NBA, it's middle of the season, Jazz, I mean, they're winning, they won a couple nights ago against the Pelicans. They beat the Pelicans twice, the number one seed, they swept the series 3-0, took overtime on Thursday. Took overtime on Thursday to beat them, but they still won, and so I'm happy. I feel like we need to make a move right now, because again, it's too late in the season to tank, and so we gotta like, okay, we can't be mediocre, so let's just contend. So I feel like at the trade deadline, we need to make a move, and I think maybe Kyle Kuzma would be a good move. Bring him back to Utah. He went to the U, and yeah, bring Kyle Kuzma back, and that'd be pretty fun to do, honestly. If we brought Kyle back, I don't know why we wouldn't do that, just because it'd be pretty fun. Bring him back. He's a good, another big. That also probably be a problem, though. We have too many bigs. I think we need another. He's 6'8". He can play. We'll trade Jared Vanderbilt, a couple of our picks, and, I don't know, Johnny Juzang for Kyle Kuzma. I don't think those contracts would match up, but that's just hypothetically and theoretically. I don't know. So, yeah, that's what I feel like. Jazz need to make a move. I don't know who. There's a lot of John Collins trade talks going out, and I don't know. I don't know if I like John Collins. He's shooting worse from three than he ever has in his career. He's injury prone. He went to late and high, so I mean that's a plus. Bring him back to Utah. I think his family is military though, so I don't know. But we need to bring. We need another piece in. If we could get another guard to replace Conley, because Conley's old, and we've noticed though, but I really like Conley. That we're really good when he's playing and starts, and we're really bad when he's injured. And so if we can bring another good point guard to hold us down while Conley gets injured again or is on rest, I think we'll be okay. Because Sexton, yeah, we have Sexton. He's good. I like him. It's just he has a hammy problem right now. Like, he doesn't have a good hamstring. And so, yeah. But I don't know. MLB. Yankees signed Carlos Rondon to a nice deal. That helps with our bullpen. And then apparently there was talks of Tatis to New York, but those were debunked by the Padres organization. I don't know. I hope maybe he comes to New York. That'd be really fun. That'd be a really good lineup. Oh my gosh. Dangerous, dangerous. We would win the World Series no matter what happens to us. World Cup. I think Croatia won. They might be playing right now. I am not sure. Let me check. First off, France beat Croatia, Argentina beat Croatia to go to the final, and yeah, Croatia won. In the third place game, 2-1, but Argentina beat Croatia to go to the final. It wasn't really close, so I think it was like 3-0, and then France beat Morocco pretty bad as well, so now it's Argentina versus France tomorrow, 9 a.m. on Fox. I might watch it. I might not. I don't know. I don't really care about soccer or the World Cup. But, yeah, who knows? This episode's going to be a little bit longer just because I had a couple of interviews in there. But, no, I will be, yeah, I hope you guys have a great Saturday. And I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.